Washington. Hello again from the nation's capital. I'm Greg Corumbus. In this edition, the housing crisis, the economic stimulus debate, and the economy. We'll talk with Dr. Lawrence Yoon, chief economist for the National Association of Realtors, about how the current economic stimulus debate could impact the real estate market. We'll also find out how the latest dismal jobs report affects the number of people able to meet and those who aren't able to meet their mortgage payments. Also in this edition of Dateline Washington, energy policy and the stimulus bill. We'll talk with David Holt, president of the Consumer Energy Alliance, about the policies in this bill that are good, those that need to go, and those that should be in there but aren't yet. Plus the media and the stimulus debate. We'll talk with Jeff Poor of the Business and Media Institute about the objectivity or lack thereof of the mainstream media during this ongoing debate over a nearly $1 trillion measure. And we'll have our end of the week fun with the Capital Steps. All that plus our top news at week's end follows our discussion of the economy and the stimulus package, and that begins right now. My first guest in this edition is Dr. Lawrence Yoon, chief economist for the National Association of Realtors. USA Today has also ranked Dr. Yoon as one of the top three economists in the United States. We want to get his thoughts today on the latest economic data, the stimulus debate, and what's going on, of course, in the housing sector. And Dr. Yoon, it's always a pleasure to have you with us.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Obviously, at the end of the week, we're getting some dismal economic data, nearly 600,000 jobs lost in January alone. We're seeing an unemployment rate around 7.6%. And obviously, when folks lose jobs, it's harder for them to meet their payments. Obviously, they can get some unemployment assistance. But given where we already are in terms of folks being able or unable to meet their mortgage payments, what does this latest economic data suggest?
The economic situation is dire. So we have already had close to 3.5 million job losses, and I think another 1 million job losses is in the bag, given the momentum that is occurring. And whether or not the economic recession will deepen or whether we will begin to see a recovery will depend upon the stimulus package coming out of Washington. But that stimulus package must address the source of the economic problem, which is the housing market. I just don't see how the economy can recover in a sustainable way without a housing market stimulus component in the package.
One of the things we've heard in terms of adding that component, the Senate Republicans essentially the ones looking to do this, is making sure that mortgages can be refinanced. They want a fixed rate backed by the government, I believe it, at 4%. Is that the way to do this, or is there a smarter approach?
It needs to be an incentive to get the buyers back into the market to soak up the high inventory that we have, because if we have continued to have high inventory, that will pressure home prices to fall, and then that will further raise foreclosures. So we have to stabilize prices, and way to do that is to get the buyers back. Buyers are sitting on the fence, rationally saying, why buy now when I can buy later at lower prices? So we need to offset this pessimism among consumers, and way to do that is to offer low mortgage rates and a home buyer tax credit to say, buy a home within the next 12 months and get a big tax break.
Are we in danger, Dr. Yoon, of doing what we did over the past several years of making it such an attractive offer that people who can't necessarily afford their mortgage over the long term dive into the market?
The housing market bubble that we experienced for the past 2 years and the downturn from that is a direct consequence of bringing people who were unqualified, people who were not emotionally and financially ready to become homeowners. These new incentives must be for qualified borrowers. So they have to meet underwriting standards. People cannot overstretch, go over their head in getting out those large mortgages to buy their dream home. We have to do the old-fashioned way. You know, people need to start from a starter home, then after many years trade up to a larger home, then maybe the third home is their dream home. So we need to go back to the old standard of sort of working hard and then trading up.
What advice do you have for those people in our country right now, Dr. Yoon, who say, I see a struggling economy, my job's okay for now, but I don't know how deep this recession's going to go, and I don't necessarily want to make a huge long-term investment when I don't know that my employment's going to be all that solid for the long term? How do you respond to that?
There is large anxiety factor out there, and rightly so. You know, we are seeing job losses every month, every week. But the past historical experience show that when the mortgage rate declined, even in times of recession when there were job cuts, those people with job respond to those incentives. So we have many fence sitters out in the marketplace, in my view. And how do I know that? Well, currently, home sales activity is at an 11-year low levels. But over this 11-year time span, we have more than 30 million more people living in the country. And housing is one of those units where if you have more people that would need some housing, yet people are not buying housing. And also, even the rental demand has not picked up, which is implying that many people are doubling up, tripling up, or living with their parents. So there's this pent-up demand. We just need to have a right incentive to release that demand.
Historically speaking, Dr. Yoon, where are the prices right now? We obviously had a huge bubble, so they're better than they were a few years ago from the buyer's perspective. But historically speaking, where are they?
The national median price currently at about 180,000 matches 2004 levels, but there's a large local market variations in places like Texas. They never encounter bubble, and home prices are still rising. They have not seen any price declines in certain neighborhood, even among those hard hit metro markets like Washington D.C., Florida, California. Certain neighborhood with little exposure to subprime loans, those prices are holding on. The neighborhood with large exposure to subprime loans, this is where you are seeing a dramatic 20, 30, 40% price decline in short 12-month time span.
Dr. Yoon, you also mentioned just a moment ago that financial institutions are using much more scrutiny in determining who will get loans in terms of mortgages now. Obviously, they don't want a repeat of the subprime mess. So what should folks know before beginning this process? What do they need to have in order to be a good candidate for loans these days?
First, I think one should check their credit score to assure that they have sufficient credit score to qualify for many of the loans. And second, don't overstretch. So a person is taking out a mortgage that takes about 30% of their income for housing expenses, those are reasonable conditions. So, and the FHA loan, that's a government-backed loan, that's getting more popularity. It requires 3.5% down payment. But again, don't overstretch. Keep the housing payment to less than 30% of income, and the person should be doing well.
Let's say that housing purchases do pick up, and as we've mentioned, this is kind of what tipped off the whole recession that we're in right now. If housing starts to pick up, how will we see that potentially as a ripple effect through the rest of the economy?
It has a very positive impact. First, as home prices stabilize or begins to pick up in some markets, that is an immediate confidence booster for many homeowners. There are 75 million families who are homeowners, and they will say, well, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I can feel more comfortable about going out and spending money. So the consumer spending, which has been contracting over the past two quarters, will turn positive. So that's one economic stimulus. The second aspect is the housing-related activity. There's a moving truck. People are remodeling. People are buying furniture. So every expense related to the sale of a home, there's an income generation from that. And third part is that the banking system currently are bleeding. And the reason why they are bleeding is that collateral values of the real estate they are holding on to is declining. And as a result, they are holding on to any cash they can get. And they are not putting that back into the system. So with the stabilizing home prices, that will also stabilize the banking system.
Let's look at it from the opposite perspective now. If the current trend continues, how will the rest of the economy potentially suffer as a result of that?
Without a right stimulus package, the infrastructure spending that can be debated as to whether that's a good stimulus or whether it's a sustainable stimulus package or whether it's a one-shot boost and later begin to taper off. But the housing component, if that is not included, I'm just afraid that we may just get a short-term boost and then we see the bleeding in the banking system again. And we encounter a second credit crunch requiring, say, TARP 2. We have already spent $350 billion on the TARP funding. The other $350 will soon be spent. It may require additional $1 trillion, and I'm not sure what would be the appetite for American public for another package of that sort. And certainly with that massive potential government bailout, the dollar will be under pressure, and the U.S. Standard of living could be quickly reduced as a result of economy continuing to weaken because of lack of housing market recovery.
About 2 minutes left in our conversation with Dr. Lawrence Yoon, Chief Economist at the National Association of Realtors. And Dr. Yoon, you mentioned that you strongly endorse a housing provision in this stimulus package. What else do you think should be included in this package? Maybe it already is. Maybe it needs to be added, in your opinion, to not only strengthen the housing sector, but just improve the economy as a whole.
I think the tax cuts measures are very good because many people, when they see a tax cut, generally leads to some increase in consumer spending. I think the strength of the consumer spending recovery would be weaker this time around because of the more caution among consumers. But tax cuts generally leads to more consumer spending, but also it improves the incentives. People say, well, now I can keep more of my paycheck, therefore I can work harder. So there's an incentive impact from the tax cut. The infrastructure spending, I think some are very needed, particularly in regards to transportation, improved transportation system, even the mass transit. I think that's needed in a growing society like the U.S., where we have increased population and more of the population moving into heavily concentrated cities. Those are proper stimulus measure, I think, that will help the economy over the long term.
And real quickly, before we let you go, sir, when do you think we'll have an idea as to whether this stimulus package is working?
Generally, it takes about 6 month lag time. So I believe that given that the monetary policy is already the most stimulative that it can be, and now we add on a fiscal stimulus, that by the third quarter, that we may begin to see some life sign in the economic production. And by fourth quarter, we may begin to see some stabilization in the unemployment rate. And in 2010, things should be moving forward.
Well, let's certainly hope that it is. Dr. Yoon, thank you so much, as always, for your time today, sir.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Dr. Lawrence Yoon, Chief Economist at the National Association of Realtors, ranked by USA Today as one of the top three economists in the nation. This is Dateline Washington.